Okay, wait. Hold on. Hello? Do we hear anything?
Hello?
I don't hear anything.
Hello?
Oh, I guess.
So you're definitely there.
Okay, there. Hello and welcome to Soul Friend. Almost. We're just trying to figure out. It's weird because I can't hear through the headphones.
They might not.
Maybe they're here. I'm going to try a different outlet for them. Hold on. Let's see. 1 second. Okay, how about that? Oh, I still can't hear. Oh, I love the headphones. Oh, damn. Okay. Well, I guess I'll just watch my love. There's no other workaround. Christy's looking at me with like a sad face right now. Okay. I guess we'll just be no headphones.
They can hear us, but we can't hear ourselves.
They can hear us, but we can hear ourselves.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's okay.
All right. I'm going to wear them anyway.
You're going to... Okay. I think I'm going to take
them. They make me feel so professional.
Oh, no, it is so professional. Okay. No. I'll just talk and I'll just, like, watch our level.
I even took a selfie.
Although... Hold on. It's... Yeah, it's definitely... It's on? Are we sure? Oh, because when I talk, it wouldn't be up there. Or it wouldn't show up. Ooh. Okay.
Hello?
Keep this down.
I'll keep that down. Okay. Alright.
I'll just talk to you.
Almost. Does that look good? Okay. But it's like barely, the levels are barely. Okay. Alright. I can talk a little bit closer. Okay. Alright. Oh, that's too loud. Okay. Alright. I've got it. Thank you, Christy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. You just gotta keep, make sure that it is, that it doesn't go past
yellow.
Just
keep it in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's kind of a directional.
Okay, directional. Okay, hello and welcome to Soul Friend, everyone, with myself,
Hi.
And Jackie Simon, my lovely guest. Hooray!
Yay! Hi!
Welcome. You decided to take my thumbs off after all.
I
really love it. Well, here at K-Jung, we have like, I don't know, every time I feel like I know what's happening with all the equipment, everything changes. So we just got like a new computer, and then Christy's show, which is right before mine.
It is a crazy equipment day.
And it was like, yeah, so now the headphones, I guess, are plugging in somewhere else, and there's like,
they're purely for fashion.
Yeah,
value.
The fashion value headphones are really working though.
I'm such a dork.
Yeah, you look good. I did everything yesterday, and it was so lovely to have.
Thank you.
It was very fun.
Yay!
So, anyways, here we are, and I hope that everyone can hear me well. And if anyone has any questions for us that have to do with love, dating, relationships, sex, any of those topics, please call us at 213-54-LOVE-0, or you can text us as well, either way. We do love calls, though.
I want someone to call. How often do people call?
Not enough? Not enough. Sometimes.
Pussies. Can I say that out there?
Yeah. People really should just get over it and just call. We have so many topics, and we have a few questions already from people, and then I just got a couple of questions. Let's see. Oh, no, that's just a personal text. Okay. I always get confused because people text to my, like, personal number as well as my Google Voice number. But, yeah, once again, the number is 213-54-LOVE-0. People want to text in now.
Or call.
Really,
I don't know why I want people to call so bad.
It's really fun. You get to ask them follow-up questions.
It makes it feel like a real radio show.
I know. Like a real, actual, like,
yeah, and follow.
Show,
yeah. I want to hear the voice behind the question.
I want to hear the voice. Because a lot of times you read a question and you're like, I don't know the context. That's such a vague question. How am I supposed to know? Yeah. Okay, well, how should we start? Do you want to go into, like, some topics that we have? We have, like, making out in cars in LA is a topic that we would like to discuss today. Good places to make out in cars in LA is another topic we would like to discuss.
Yeah, I want suggestions.
We want suggestions.
And then also in cars, I know you already did the music, but music in cars,
yeah.
Like radio stations, which I think, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. This is a question from before that we had like 2 weeks ago as well.
But that one was more like make out in general.
Yeah. That's true. Or just like hooking up, like what's good music to hook up to.
Yeah, but in cars you have less choice. Well, no, you can
hook up. Well, cars you have your phone, and so you have like...
You have to have a playlist.
You have to have a playlist.
And then is it really cheesy to have a makeout playlist? You can't do that.
I don't think it's cheesy. I think you just can't like name it makeout playlist. I think that you should
Oh my
have
god, it has to be like a secret.
Your secret say, like, playlist. All my playlists just say like, whoa, and like, yo, and like, hey, and then, hey. They're all just like codes for I don't know.
Wait, and then is it gross to borrow someone else's makeout playlist?
I don't think so. No, I think that's perfectly
Can I borrow your makeup playlist?
Once I make it.
Oh.
Yeah. But that's the problem is I let other boys like play music. I'm not in the
Oh,
worst.
You let them be in charge.
And I like kind of demand
That's
them,
terrible.
I know.
No, it's not terrible that you let boys be in charge, but it's terrible because they have no taste in makeup music.
Oh, well, that's also a big thing though, is that I feel like if you're dating someone you don't like their taste in music, then that's a problem.
Well, they'll just not put on anything, or like they'll leave NPR in the background, or
like... Yeah, I think that we were talking about that earlier too, like what's the weirdest... Oh yeah, also, we're also open to hearing like weird music that people have like made out to or hooked up to, so if you want to call us and just tell us like something that is like strange music that you've like hooked up to, then we would love to hear. I actually have a story about that. I was... In college, I got really into... Oh wait, we got a text. We'll read it in a second. In college, I was into weird music, and I got into listening to Charles Manson's music.
Amazing! Amazing!
I might have been making out with a guy in my apartment.
That is amazing.
And he was like really into the music, and he's like, "What is this? This is great!" And I was like, "Oh, just like family, you know, whatever." And he was like, "What's that?" And I was like, "You know, like,
blah, blah, blah."
And he was like, "That's really fucked up. Like, can we change it?" And I was like, "All right." But like, just disassociate the fact that like he's Charles Manson, and it doesn't matter. Okay. Oh my god, look at all these questions. Oh my god, we have five questions from someone.
Yay!
I think I know who this is, but I'm not even sure, and they didn't sign it with a thing. But let's go into some questions, because it's,
Okay.
The time is flying by already.
I want to see, what are the questions?
Oh, yeah, you want
to... I can't see them.
Oh, you want to see them?
Yeah.
I don't know if you can, I think you have to see them over there. I'm sorry. I can read them as many times as you want, though.
Okay.
I should get, like, a projector in here or something. We should have, like, amazing. Like, slideshow of like makeouts or
like
something.
You can't see me gesturing.
Yeah, we can like point at the wall. So, like, there's a diagram for that. Okay, let's just start with this one. It says, "I friend zoned a one time hookup, period. After spending a bunch of time together, I realized that that person is cool, kind, funny, smart, level headed, etc. Can that be switched back to a more romantic dynamic? ? Do you want to start with that or should I?
You can start.
Okay. I feel like it totally can be switched back. I feel like... I think it's not bad to, like, redate people that you've hooked up with. I think it's totally fine. I think that you want different things at different times, and if you are realizing that you like someone that you once dated, then I think it's totally fine to... try and rekindle something. But I think that the best way to do that is just to be clear about it and just to approach the person. I just am so sick of like not I always think that I'm okay. I always think that it's cool just to be like, I don't know what's going on, like maybe this person's cool, like I'm not sure, you know.
Yeah.
But like I think now I realize more and more I would prefer to just be like, hey, let's go out on a date tomorrow, or like what, and just be like, hey, let's date, like let's go on a date. And I don't think that that has to mean anything. I think that that means that, like, you can... Yeah, Jack and I were talking about, like, this theory of dating three people at once, and then, like, you can rotate out
the rotation
worst one
method.
Once you realize, like, which one you like better. So I don't think that, like, if you're dating someone, that has to mean that, like, you're gonna, like, you know, get married to them, or, like, that you want them to be your boyfriend. But I think that it's better to be clear if you're dating someone, you know?
Yeah.
I just think it's easier that way. So I think that if this person's, like, friend-zoned this person, they should just be like, hey, would you like to go out on, like, a date for lunch on Tuesday? And just ask them, and, like, maybe you don't have to use the word date, but, like, make it clear that, like, you're interested in them and not a friendly way, however you want to do that.
Yeah,
you
know? But if they know they've been friend-zoned, then you have to be really nice to them. And you know what I mean? You have to be more sensitive and nice.
That's true.
And
that's
kind
true.
Of, yeah, address it, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, should we give him any other tips about, like,
going from friends to not. Asking on a date is good.
Yeah, I think asking someone on a date is good.
Straightforward.
Being straightforward. Yeah.
No, like, ambiguous hangouts, those are the worst.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think ambiguous hangouts. I always think I'm cool with it if I think, okay, here's the thing. I think I'm cool with it if I'm not sure how I feel about the person, and I'm not sure if I want to date them or not. But, and so then I kind of, like, create a situation where I'm like, oh, I don't know, so I'll just, like, we'll just hang out.
Ambiguously.
Like, you're basically dating. And it's kind of like, just be clear about the fact that you're dating, and that, like, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't have to like, mean anything. You know? Oh, thanks, you're the dog. So yeah, I think be clear about it is like number one advice, and I think you totally can switch back. So
and be nice.
And be nice, yeah.
Especially if you're the one that was like no.
Yeah. Totally.
In the first place.
Yeah, and there's also a possibility that the girl's gonna be like, you already friend-zoned me, like go away.
Yeah.
You know, that might happen. So yeah.
Do people do follow-ups? That's why phone calls are so good.
Because then you do what?
Follow-up texts.
Follow-up texts?
Yeah, like we answered the text and then they could like follow up.
Oh, I know. Not really. Although they could. I think that they should. Person, if you want to like...
Yeah, if that wasn't a good answer...
Yeah, that wasn't a good answer. Should call us
at 213-5410. I don't know why I want phone calls, though. I just do.
I
like talking to strangers.
That's what makes driving in LA so like doable.
Yeah.
It's because I just talk to people all the time. I'm just like, I've got 30 minutes, I'll just call my friend, and then I like have a 30-minute call now.
In the car?
Yeah, all the time.
Amazing.
That's like how I have my social life. Okay, next question from the same person. What's the best way to express interest in someone who's both recently single and who knows your ex? What's the best way to express interest in someone who's both recently single and knows your ex?
Depends on how well they know your ex. Like, are they vaguely familiar with your ex? Like, do they, you know...
Yeah.
Are they besties?
Yeah.
Are they...
Yeah. Recently single and knows your ex. Yeah, I mean, I guess inherent in that question is that perhaps you're wondering if it's, like, appropriate to date the person that you're interested in if they know your ex. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if there would be a weird dynamic of, like, oh, maybe you're better for, like, this is from a guy. I believe it's not signed, but I think I recognize this. Well, I don't recognize the number, but I think that's the person I'm thinking of. If you're a guy, let us know. Person. But if it's, like, let's say it's a girl that he's interested in and whatever, they have a mutual friend, you know, like... The girl knows his ex-girlfriend or something. I think it's a question of, like, is it appropriate for him to then date the friend, you know? So it's like...
Yeah.
I don't...
And
like
how long ago
personal.
Was the ex?
Yeah,
but there's, like, certain factors. Like, how long ago was the ex?
Right.
How nice is the ex?
How nice is the ex? Would the ex be pissed off and be like
F her. Like, well, yeah. No, or if it's, like, someone that you'd want, like, how... Yeah, like how, like if you want to hurt their, like if you don't want to hurt their feelings, like if that's a good person, you don't want to mess with it, forget it.
You yeah.
know? Or like, okay. How badly would it hurt the ex? Or like.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like.
Versus everybody dates everybody in LA.
I feel like everyone dates everyone.
And everybody has an ex that you know.
Yeah. Oh my god, wait, I think we got a follow up from this person. Okay, wait, let's see. This is exciting. Well, they just say, hey. But I don't
they
know.
Wrote, hey.
They wrote, hey.
Hey, well, exclamation point.
Hey, exclamation point. Yeah.
But what does that mean?
Okay, now I got another one. So exciting. Oh, the ex was from a while ago.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
So the ex is from a while ago.
Like January.
February, okay. March,
so
April,
January,
May, June.
February, March, April, May. So 5 months. I feel like that's totally fine. I don't know. I think that... Oh, more texting. You know, person, I love all this texting back and forth, but also you could call us at 213-5410. We love to hear people's voices. They know each other, but are not besties. Okay. So, I feel like it's fine.
I say fine.
I say fine. You should date her. And the best way to express interest is to be straightforward and ask the person out. And... I, like, this is one of my favorite ways to, like, ask someone out is to give the person options because let's assume that you don't really know the person very well that you're asking out, so you don't totally know what their interests are. I like to present a list. Well, I like to get asked out, but I like it when people that are asking me out present a list of options for activities for us to do.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Because then it's like, maybe I like one of those things but, like, hate the other two, but then it shows that, like, the guy is being considerate about, like, maybe she wants to, like, go on a walk. Maybe,
like, they've thought about it.
Maybe she wants to, like, go to a museum. Maybe she wants to, like, go, I don't know.
Deprivation tank. I totally want to go on a date in deprivation tank.
Yeah, totally.
Seriously.
So everyone who wants to date Jackie, ask her to go.
Deprivation tank.
On a deprivation tank date.
I'll be yours. Great. I'm yours.
Yeah. So I would present this girl with a list of options for things that you want to do. I'd be like, let's go on a date. Do you want to do any of these things? That's my advice.
Yeah, and maybe talk about it with the girl, too. Talk about the ex with the girl and make sure it's okay.
Really?
I think so.
Because I don't think so.
No?
I think it doesn't matter.
Yeah?
No, it doesn't matter. I don't think it matters. I think that would make it weird. I think that would make it weird. I think that after you date for a while, if it's clear that you like each other and, like, that you're going to keep dating,
maybe
be like, so, have we talked about how, like, Carolyn feels about this? Or, like, whatever the ex's name is. You know, how do we feel about Carolyn? Should we talk about that? But I feel like in the beginning, like, who knows if you're even going to like each other?
That's true.
So it's like, I think it's irrelevant.
Yeah, like, a couple cups of coffee isn't worth...
Yeah, a couple cups of coffee
or a deprivation tank isn't worth...
Yeah, it's like, it doesn't matter. I mean, unless... No,
a conversation
about an ex. I don't think it's really appropriate to, like, talk about... I don't know. But, yeah, I think that you should, like, keep certain boundaries within the beginning of dating. And I think that, like, talking about your exes is, like, fine, you know? And, like, I definitely do it, but it's not... I don't know. I don't really think it's that appropriate.
Yeah.
I think it's better to try not to do it.
You want me over Gaia.
Okay, good. Not hard to do, but like me about okay, next question from this person is, have you ever dated someone and been happy long term if they were not as hot as a previous partner? Have you ever dated someone and been happy long term if they were not as hot as a previous partner?
You mean even if they were not as hot as a previous partner? Like, can you date someone long term who is less hot than someone else and be happy with them?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm reading into this and it sounds like you dated someone who was super hot and then you broke up and then you dated someone else for a long time, maybe, that you were wondering if you were happy with, but they weren't as hot, and so you were like, I don't know if I can be as happy with this person. That sounds like what you're really asking me, person. And I think that, like, it's only up to you to know if you're happy with that person, and, like, if Jackie's making, like, gestures over there. we're basically saying that you shouldn't be superficial, but if you don't connect with someone in a way that, like, is meaningful and you don't know if you really like them that much, then, like, that's real. So, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Like, I think, okay, here's my advice on, like, how people look.
Also, you're obviously a guy. Sorry.
Also, you're obviously a guy, yeah.
because women don't, like, I don't know. I feel like women don't care as much about...
I don't think
I would never measure up one person I'm dating, their looks, to, like, an old... I'd be like, oh my god, this person is less attractive. Well, I don't know if I should like them as much.
Yeah, so the only reason I ever start to do that is if I'm, like, not liking the person.
For some other reason.
They're kind of a little too short for me.
Yeah.
And they also do this one thing that's annoying, and then the way they do this is, like, obnoxious. I'm like, you know, so you start to pick apart people, I think, if you don't like them.
Yeah.
For human, or at least for me, I make, like, every exception for someone, and I don't care at all.
Yeah.
As long as I like them.
And also...
And great, so.
Sorry, no, not really bad habit, ADD.
Oh, no. We're not supposed to talk.
Also, when I like someone, they become beautiful to me.
That's
like, they become hotter and hotter and hotter.
Totally.
You know, like,
yeah.
And first I'm like, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh my god, they're beautiful.
I know, because you start to, like, develop feelings for them that's, like, based on, like, who they are, which is, I think, the way that, like, most healthy relationships should be.
Yeah, and then I get, like, attracted to them. Like, I think, I'm like, their face is beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Totally. So, new message from this person. So I think, let's see what they say. Oh, this is cool. He says, these are deaf all guy questions, but not all mine. Okay, so this is like a combination of lots of people. I love that you're like compiling questions.
Thank you for Gaia.
Thank you, person.
On behalf of Gaia's show.
Yeah. and he says, this show is so great. Smiley face. That's really nice. We love compliments. Thank you.
You're sweet. Good luck.
You're sweet.
Stay with the nice girl. Stay with the nice girl.
Stay with nice girls. But if you don't like someone, that's totally acceptable, and you can start to think that she's not pretty. But just realize that it's not because she's not pretty. It's because you don't like her. So that's my answer to that. Okay, another question from this person, but maybe not from him directly, is, I have an ex who won't leave me alone, but once I succeed at blocking that person, the darkness sets in. How do I get over that?
What does the darkness sets in mean?
I think the darkness sets in means that the person feels lonely and like it's easier to have someone around that's like...
They want them back?
That's pestering you because yeah. you feel like the attention is giving you something even though you don't want to be with the person, you don't like the person.
Yeah.
I think the answer to that is get over it and be lonely because you can't let someone like... You can't... Yeah.
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 It's painful.
Yeah, not get over it. That sounds mean, but like... It's just...
We have to move through it.
We have to move through it.
And then don't go back to the bad cycle. And it's not nice for her either.
Yeah, totally. I guess that's what I mean, too, when I when you heard that little bit of anger come out of my voice, like, get over it.
Yeah.
It's just because no one wants to be, like, the person who was dumped, you know, and then you're, like, pestering the person, and then they're kind of, like...
Cold.
Leading you on, or cold, or whatever. It's like, that's not nice to do to someone for your own selfish reasons. And sure, we all act... only on selfish reasons always, but I still think that it's good to like try to be as respectful as possible if you're not interested in someone, just to like
let them go.
I mean, it sounds like this person maybe is a little bit, you know, crazy if they're like blocking, you have to like block them in your phone, like they won't stop texting you or whatever it is, but yeah, if that's happening, that's also another reason why you don't want to be that person. So
yeah, it's also indicative of certain psychological stuff that happens when people do with relationships. Like some people that are, what's the word? Like they can't deal with intimacy. So they'll be like, oh, get away, get away, get away. And the person goes away and they're like, oh my God, come back, come back, come back. Just because they become unavailable. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
It's like that's like a classic pattern.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, so try and... have healthy, like, boundaries, and don't get stuck in, like, weird intimacy issue blocks if you can help it. Oh my gosh, two new messages. This is so hard to keep up with. Jeez. He says, avoid it. That's him.
Oh, that's you? Yeah. Wait, that's the person
He said, avoid it, and then another text message, that's him. So I think that one must be about a friend, like, a friend of his question. Yeah. So wait, what does that mean, avoid it? That's him.
The person, does that mean the person that can't deal with the girl when she's into him, and then when she goes away finally, you can't deal with that person's avoidant?
I don't know. I'm not totally sure.
That makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, like, like intimacy issues, like...
I'm confused. Sorry. I mean, I guess I get it. I just don't totally get it. It's hard. It would be... Oh, he says yes, exactly. It would be so much easier, person, if you called up.
I got it right.
Okay. Should we move on to the next one? Did we answer that one?
Did we answer that one?
You can... to you about that one.
You can text again.
If we did, let's say. This is really fun. He's been breaking up with her since October.
Oi.
And says, okay, fine. Oh, no, is that because I'm being mean to you? Sorry if I'm being mean. You're now pissy. He's been breaking up with her since October. That's not good. I think that you need to just break up and just let it be done. That's not good.
Yeah.
Well, no wonder she keeps texting him all the time. If you keep giving her mixed messages of, I want to be together, I don't want to be together, I want to be together, I don't want to be together, then... of course someone's gonna like keep texting you.
Yeah, it's really addictive behavior. It's called intermittent reinforcement when you get like, I know, I'm all full of all these terms today.
It's so hot in here, by the way. I'm like, so hot.
Okay, I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I can't get enough heat.
intermittent
reinforcement. So they do it with dogs and training and shampoo, like I've learned. But like they when they do the trick right, they don't... Okay, yeah. I hope this makes sense. If it doesn't, whatever. But, like, when they do the trick right, they don't always give them the treat. They do it every once in a while, and sometimes they give them a big treat, sometimes they give them a tiny treat, and it makes them do the trick every time.
I don't like
it's
that.
Super addictive.
I feel like that's making people and animals conditioned to games, and I don't believe in games. I don't like that.
It's a behavior that people do that's super addictive. So like, I know.
It makes me feel sad.
It is sad.
I don't like that.
Well, yeah.
But I guess if it works for ants, but can't we be better than a whale?
No. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm saying you shouldn't do that.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. No, I'm saying it's a pattern that's unhealthy. Yeah. That is. But yeah, like that's based in psychology and animal training. Yeah. That, like, if someone is like, hey, I like you. Oh, wait, no, I don't. Or they're like, really warm, right. And then they'll be cold. Like, yeah. The person on the other line, they're going to get really addicted. And it's okay. Not.
Well, okay, so here's one
that's
other
that's what
thing.
I was saying.
Okay, that makes
Does that
sense.
Make sense?
That totally makes sense.
Yeah.
He also says, he says I tried calling but didn't go through. Oh, shit. You know what? It's because I had your email with all your questions open because they come in as emails, but call us back, person. Oh, my God, I can't believe you tried calling. That's amazing. Call back. That's so exciting. Oh, my God, we almost talked him into calling and did. And we'll see if, like, all the new buttons and everything are going to work if you try calling again. Hopefully it'll work. So try calling again.
A lot of buttons.
There's a lot of buttons. And now that they're all different, we'll see how it's going. But what I was going to say is that, and this is hard, but you're basically saying that if someone's kind of like nice to you and not nice to you, nice to you and not nice, you know, that it's hard to kind of like,
break
it's addictive.
Habit.
It's
very
hard
addictive.
To like walk away.
Yes. And also if you're doing that to someone,
right.
That's not nice.
That's not nice. Exactly. If you're doing that to someone, it's not nice. But if that's happening to you, like I've dated a couple of people and they'll give me really mixed messages and I'm kind of just like, you're in it, you're kind of like, oh, now it's good. And then you're like, oh, wait, now it's not good. And then it gets good again. And you're like, oh, now it's good again. Hooray. But the thing is that you have to examine whether or not you're willing to put up with that
mm-hmm.
and decide for yourself. And usually, if you're honest with yourself, you'll realize that that doesn't feel good and that you should choose someone that doesn't give you mixed messages and doesn't, like, pull you around all the time and then try your best to, like, break that cycle, you know? So
no contact.
It's easier said than done, but, like, what's that?
Oh, no contact. I'm
yeah,
a fan
no contact,
of no contact.
Or just, you know, realize that it's not healthy for you and, like, try to walk away, you know? So that's my advice to that person. Because, yeah, so this guy's been trying to break up with this girl since October, which, whatever, you know, okay, sure. So he's, like, a little bit unclear about what he wants, if he does want her, whatever, in his life. But also, like, she's going along with it, so my advice almost, like, to her would just to be, realize that you don't want to be with someone who does that to you all the time, so just, like, stop going back to him, you know? So,
I just realized I'm still wearing the headphones.
Oh, yeah, you're still wearing the headphones, which looks
That's
great.
That's pretty funny.
Okay, let's see. The problem is I'm going to open up this email message, but then if you call, I don't know how to, like, have it stay open and have you... Oh, wait, I can open a second window. Oh, my God, second window being opened. So high tech over here. Okay. Okay. Oh my gosh, these shows go by so fast. Ugh, I wish I had like 100 hours to do them. Okay. You can totally call and I'll totally see it come in person if you feel like calling again. No pressure. But sort of a little bit of pressure. Okay, next question. Same person. I just think that we should go through all these questions for this person because it's such a considerate list. Okay, should you ever hook up with someone who used to be a very poor match relationship-wise? You think the sex could be good? I'm going to read it again. Should you ever hook up with someone who used to be a very poor match relationship-wise? ? You think the sex could be good? Okay, there's some confusion in this question that I'm interpreting, which is that it seems like you're saying that you perhaps want a relationship, and you're hesitant because you're like, this person used to be a not good relationship match, which to me is saying that perhaps you feel like the person has changed and perhaps you're looking for a relationship. So if you want a relationship now and you're not sure about this person, I would say try and date them, sure. Like that's, you know, if you think maybe they've changed or you've changed or whatever, try and date them. But then you say you think the sex could be good, which is like, I just want to hook up. So there's some confusion in this question in terms of, like, my understanding of what you're looking for, which makes it hard for me to answer.
Yeah,
so,
my main question, too, is if you said they used to be bad relationship material, are they still bad relationship material?
Yeah.
That would be the main thing. And then do you want a relationship?
And then do you want a relationship? Yeah, so if you want a relationship and you think they used to be bad relationship material... I mean, how would you know someone changes? I feel like people don't really change that frequently in big ways, but that's not totally true. Sometimes they do. But also now, then you're saying you think the sex could be good, which to me seems like you just want to hook up, which is totally fine, but not
as long as they're on the same page.
As long as they're on the same page. Yeah. Yeah. So again, I think communicate and like try to be clear about like how you approach. So the other thing too, I feel like with these things is I think it's easy to tell. Like if someone wants to date you, they're probably not just going to be like, "Hey, you want to go home?" You know, that's probably just like a hookup. You know, so if you're not sure if you want to date them, but you want to hook up with them, then I would try to approach it that way and like just hook up with them and see what happens. You know.
Yeah, it depends what
first,
you want.
Yeah, it depends on what you want. But I think first be clear and communicate, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good answer.
Same page.
Okay.
If you have follow-up, feel free.
Yeah, if you have follow-up, feel free to call us back. I'm so sad that it didn't go through when they called. That happens. Oh, so sad. Okay, let's...
Wait, what's the phone number again?
Oh, the phone number is 213-54-LOVE-0. L-O-V-E-0. 213-54-LOVE-0. Yeah. He says, haha, great answers. Okay.
Yay.
I'm glad that you were pleased. Thank you so much for all of those questions. Okay, how about this? He says, thank you, smiley face. You're welcome.
And good luck.
Good luck. Okay.
Good lady
this
luck.
This one is good. This one says, here's a question from Berlin. If you can give a man advice on the technique of eating pussy properly and effectively, what would it be?
That's where we need our diagram.
Oh, I know. That's where we need a slideshow.
Right?
For only us to enjoy.
For us to enjoy. Or supplementary.
Yeah, supplementary.
Yeah, don't bite.
Visuals. Don't bite. Yeah. I mean... Okay.
Don't go straight down there, like...
Yeah, work your way down.
Work your way down.
Yeah. I mean, for me, okay, this is such a hard question, because... Okay, how do you phrase it?
Oh, I have a good
advice and technique of eating properly and there's, like, the way to eat it, like, is proper or effective.
The correct way to eat pussy.
Yeah. Well,
wait. There's... They have porn videos are, like, how to eat pussy, and they're really good.
Cool.
And they're with Nina Hartley.
Her name's Nina Hartley.
And then with... Wait, it's Nina Hartley. Wait, who's the guy that's really ugly and short but has a big dick?
Oh.
And he's a porn star. Porn star. Everybody knows who he is.
Ron Jeremy?
Yes.
Oh.
And Ron Jeremy and, like, someone else, and they show you how to eat pussy.
Oh,
my
God, that's so cool.
And they do it, like, with, like, yeah, like,
okay.
Like, step by step with a live person.
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
Yeah, I totally recommend that.
Okay, we're going to try and answer it. Okay. Hold on. Let's see if you can hear us. Hello? Uh-oh. Hold on. I don't know if we can hear you. Oh, no. We can't hear you. Shit. Oh, no. And Chrissy just went downstairs to get a snack. Oh, no. Hold on. Did I lose you? Oh, I think that they hung up. Damn. Oh, wait. I can hear it now. Hold on. Hello? Can you hear us? Hold on. I'm going to try and turn my levels up. Line 2 is plugged in. Can you hear us? Oh, man.
Oh, it's Mariah.
I don't think
that they can hear. Oh, shit. I said her name.
God damn it. This is so sad. I don't think I've been this sad in so long. I don't know how to make it work. And they hung up. Oh, that's so sad, Jackie. Oh, I'm filled with sorrow right now. I need some counseling. Okay, I guess it's not working. Oh, wait, they're trying it. What's frustrating is I can hear it on the monitor. Oh, hold on. I can hear it on the monitor. Okay, we're trying to answer again. Okay, can you hear us? Hello? Damn. It doesn't look like it's going to work. I just can't hear you. I wonder if people on the air can hear you, but we can't hear you here in the studio. The monitors are turned up, and the levels are turned up. And it's so frustrating.
I heard the sound of a hang up.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, she's saying it just rings.
Well, but I was actually connected is what's weird. Okay. That's really sad. Oh, wow.
Well, do you have a question?
Yeah. Person.
Person?
That was calling.
Anonymous person.
Please try again. Or,
ask.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else to tell them. Unfortunately, I guess that's just the way it's going to be. Okay, I guess we'll get back to questions. Okay, so the question that we were on is, if you can give a man advice on the technique of eating... I got a friend that says we couldn't hear them out in the ether,
Yeah, they switched around the machinery today.
Yeah, they switched everything around, and now I'm, like, lost, which is too bad. But next show, we'll
and the tech lady is not
and the
here.
The tech lady just went out, which is fine, because she's here all the time, so she needs a break. Okay, so we're going to get back to questions. Okay, I think that the key to, like, going down on a girl in a way that's, like, the best way to do it is... Jackie, what do you think? You gotta be here.
I was getting a question.
Oh, you're getting a question?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, yell at you. I'm like, Jackie.
I know.
I need your moral support
I'm
here.
Being very good. Well, I already said what I recommend is watching those YouTube videos.
Okay.
I totally recommend it. They're full of really good advice.
I want to watch those.
I've watched them. They're great.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
And those are Nina Hartley and Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy on YouTube. I think it's like, maybe not on YouTube. It's no YouPorn. And you know what else? YouPorn also has other, or like those porn sites have instructionals.
That's
so cool.
And
sometimes instructionals are stupid, but sometimes they actually are useful. Yeah.
That's so cool. Okay. I'm totally going to check that out.
And then also in general, Nina Hartley's a sex teacher,
sex
activist.
That's cool.
Yeah, like she's kind of like a feminist sex activist. And she like does kind of other, you might have to like, I don't know where you'd find him, but she does other like how to eat pussy videos.
Yeah, that's so cool.
And suck dick.
Oh,
there's one
that's
eat pussy and suck dick. Yeah,
so
it's like the same video.
That would be helpful. I mean, yeah. Okay, but back to this question. I think that like, without being specific, I think that the like major important things to remember are... that you want the girl to feel comfortable, and so you want to... Oh, do we have a question? Oh my god, yay, we have another question from your friend. You're the best, thank you. So I think that the important things are to make sure that the girl is comfortable, so whatever you can do to kind of help facilitate her feeling comfortable, whether it's talking to her and asking her, like, what feels good, or just, like, you know, making sure she feels relaxed and, like, at ease, because I think that's, like, the most important thing is, like, if you don't feel comfortable, it's, like, not going to feel good no matter what you're doing.
Right.
You know? And then...
And tell her you like it.
Yeah, and tell her you like it and be into it. That's the thing that's sexy, is, like, when someone's into it, then, like, it's going to feel better because, like, if they're into it, then it's, like, that sexy.
Yeah.
You know, if you kind of get the feeling they're, like, putting in their ton. And
yeah.
Like, ugh, you know, then it's, like, go away. Just don't even, just never
don't
mind.
Don't bother.
Like, never mind. You know?
Yeah.
So I think being into it and, like, expressing that and having good communication... and making the girl feel
and even a compliment.
Yeah, compliments are good. And asking questions, you know, all those things are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like that's a good answer.
Yeah, I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Should we answer your question? Okay. Okay, let me pre-read to make sure there's not like a part of it that I shouldn't read. I think I can read it. Okay. This is a question from Jackie's friend. Okay, so I don't know if I'm being shallow about breath smell for guys. Everyone has a bad day where their breath stinks. Is it okay to ask them to brush their teeth, or should you not date them, or should you give them a few chances before you, like, give up?
Hmm.
That's a good question. Hmm. I would say that if you don't want to kiss them because they have bad breath, then it's fine to be like, here's a mint.
Wait, I got another one.
You got another one?
To give them a mint? That's a good idea. Mint and give them one?
Instead of... Yeah, that's a better way to do it. It's more polite.
Yeah, I'm feeling
like,
that.
I'm having a mint.
And they always know why, too. It's not like... They're always like, my breath is bad.
It's
my mom, whatever.
It's not like you're them. It's just like, whatever. We all have bad breath. Like, sometimes, like, we have stuff in our teeth. Sometimes, like, I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's not like... Like, bodies are gross. Bodies are disgusting. But it's also your job to, like, try and keep it nice, you know,
I think it's a communication and assertiveness thing.
Totally.
But be kind.
Yeah, but be kind.
Yeah, and then if they keep doing it, if they got some gnarly hygiene problem, then that's another deal altogether.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which maybe that's, like, a pre-indicator that, like, there could be a hygiene problem, especially if it's happened a few times.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah. I think it's also up to you how much you like the person, I feel like, should weigh into if you bring it up as, like, a topic of, like, hey, do you want some gum? More often than not. You know, like, if you, like, want to talk about it, then maybe that's a sign that you like them. And if you're kind of just like, I don't know, this is, like, seems like a lot of work, and maybe you don't really like them that much. You know, but it's definitely, I mean, let's just say to all of the people out there, men and women, just, like, try and have good-smelling breath. Like, gum is
brush
teeth.
Your teeth.
Brush your
gum,
teeth.
Like, gum and mints are really good.
Oh, yeah, wait. Gum and mints are delicious.
Oh, she can't hear me. But it was, okay.
She can't hear you.
No, she's on the site, but can't hear it.
Oh, no. Oh, I think we're, oh, no. Wait, say something?
What?
Oh, I think that, I wonder why she can't hear. Oh, I just wanted to make sure that your microphone was good, and it looks like your levels are good.
Yeah, I think other people can hear, other people hear me?
Well, your levels look good, so we're going to say that you're good.
Okay.
And we're going to pray for the best.
Okay.
But always an exciting technical day over here at Kajang. But I think that we're good. I feel like we're fine. Okay. Let's see. Oh, no. We have so many other questions. Also, we had so many other topics.
Let's bust through them fast. Let's do, like,
okay,
a 10.
Really fast.
Let's go, like, boom, boom, boom,
okay.
Boom, boom.
Are the trainers not allowed to hit on you at Equinox because you spend more money to be there? Go.
Yeah, you can answer it.
The trainers always hit on me, and I feel like it's fine.
Okay, next.
Also, I get lots of exercise tips from them, so I don't mind.
And also,
it's
it makes
really
exercise
fun.
More fun. Unless they're gross, and then you tell them.
No, but I'm good at, like, setting boundaries and, like,
oh, that's
I
good.
Have my headphones on. It's fine.
Okay, okay, next.
Okay, when you say we should be friends to someone, and they reply, thank you. What's the proper response?
I have no idea. Okay.
I don't know. Don't say you're welcome and then just, like, make a weird face like that's a rude comment and then don't talk to that person anymore.
But what if, I don't know.
Well, it's like saying, I've really missed you, and then that person says, thank you. It's basically them saying, I didn't miss you.
But we should be friends, isn't that saying you don't want to date them?
Thank you. But that's them saying, I don't want to be your friend.
but you're rejecting them in the first place by saying we want to be...
Right. It's also, why should you care if they don't want to be your friend or not? Because you're rejecting them, you know? Not why should you care. I'm not, that sounds mean, but... You know, it's
that's
like,
pretty funny. I've never said thank you.
I've never said thank you. If someone says we should be friends, you say thank you.
Not my first response.
That one, I don't know. That one, like, you're rejecting them, so, like, you're just trying to move forward anyways, and, yeah.
You can ask them why they said thank you.
I'd be curious.
Like,
what does that mean? Well, I don't understand what that means. I'd say, so confusing. Yeah.
Maybe a clarification.
Or
maybe they're really, like, upset and in shock or something, so they don't know what to say.
Maybe that's true.
See, telephone is good.
Telephones are good. I know, I'm so sad about the
But ours doesn't work.
I know. Oh, that's so sad.
Okay, next question.
We have, like, a couple minutes. What do you do when you are shy, if you like a boy, but you're too shy to talk to him?
I don't know.
We have no idea. We were also talking about the fact that, like, if you really like someone, usually, like, oh, God, I just did this the other day. I, like, have a baby crush, and I, like... Yeah, well, not even a baby, no, I'm, like, over-exaggerating, but basically, like, there's a cute person, and I, like, kind of made eye contact, and then I, like, looked away in a super bitchy way, and was like, no, I was basically, like, fuck you with my eyes, but not in a sexy way, and I'm like, oh, no, now he's never gonna talk to me again, and it's only because I thought he was cute, and I was a little bit intimidated, and that just means I'm a huge pussy, and I was like, oh, no, Gaia, like, you're terrible at this, like, you are the worst, so.
My technique is to... look away.
Yeah.
And then hide.
So don't do that. Also, we were trying to, like, just come up with something simple, which is just, like, make eye contact with them
and
smile. But then we were joking about how, like,
I've tried
hard
that.
To do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll have a crazy smile.
Yeah, it's hard. There's no visual there, but, like...
no visual. But basically, just, like, imagine, like, a smile that someone's been holding for a photo for, like, 5 minutes, but sometimes that's
and it's
all they can
pain,
come out.
Pain.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, pain because you're, like... fighting your internal shyness, but you're, like, trying to make eye contact and smile, and it's kind of like your lips get kind of pulled down and you're like, hello. So try and make eye contact and smile.
It worked. They
cool.
came over.
That's amazing.
It actually worked.
Good for you.
With my hideous smile.
You're like,
my hideous
smile.
Grimace. It was a grimace.
Like,
I made eye contact and
smile.
Grimaced is
grimace.
What I did.
Yeah.
I made eye contact.
Okay, next one. What's the best way to flirt when you're shy? Sub question. God, I don't know. try and do
make eye contact and smile.
Make eye contact and smile.
And grimace.
And grimace. Don't grimace. I don't know.
Compliments.
Compliments
are nice.
Yeah, compliments are nice. Asking questions about what someone does, I feel like, is one way to flirt.
Also, if you have tips, I want tips from other people.
Yeah, you should. Everyone should text us with tips.
Yeah, please.
Please. Yeah, I think like just being curious about someone, making eye contact, talking to them, like, you know, don't talk about like the weather. Like, ask questions that are like, I don't know. Interesting question.
Touch their arm. Supposed to touch their arm.
Oh, yeah, make a little bit of body contact.
Yeah.
And see how that works out.
Like a little.
Just a little. Don't, like, touch their
And make, like, you do, like, there's a little laugh thing. You ha, 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 and then you touch their arm.
Oh, really? Laugh and touch their arm.
Yeah.
I've never done that.
I don't know if I've done it either. It seems pretty fake.
It seems so fake. But if you're having a hard time acting normal around someone and they're not, like, automatically picking up that it's because of them and they are automatically, like, feeling flattered, then maybe you need to, like, go the extra step to, like, push yourself.
Also, if they're touching you, that means they like you.
That means they like you. That's true. If they're not touching you, that probably means
Yeah, you can kind of read that. There was a guy I dated once, and I didn't like him, so I never touched him.
Yeah.
Like, not, like in, like, just, like, little ways. And then I started to like him more, and I would, like, touch him more.
Oh, well, that's
like, his arm, or, like, and he noticed. He was like, you touched me more.
He felt more comfortable,
But was he more comfortable? Like, I was like, ugh. And then, like, I started to like him more, and I just, like, kind of be more like, hi, guy friend I like. Or, like, hi, you know.
That's good. Yeah, I feel like if I...
And he actually noticed.
And he noticed. And he said something?
Yeah, and he said, you touch me more.
Was he interested? Did you guys...
Yeah.
Oh, so it kind of worked.
Yeah.
That's like a good story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's body language. Like,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah.
It just happened naturally. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. That's the other thing. Okay. That's the other thing is that I feel like... maybe there's something that's deeper in terms of, like, body chemistry and kind of knowing who you're naturally more attracted to and maybe who you, like, think you might be able to be attracted to or who you kind of, like, think is good for you and, like, project that they could be great. Does that make sense? So, like, I think if there's people who you naturally feel more comfortable around and want to just flirt with them naturally, then that's probably, like, the people who you should be trying to pursue to date. Are we getting more questions?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, wait, this was one. On the very bottom.
Oh, the very bottom. But yeah, I think that's a good answer in terms of how to flirt with if you're shy.
That's as much as I got. I don't got anymore.
Yeah.
I can't flirt.
Yeah.
No idea.
Just
bullshitting.
Let's see. How's the next show here? Maybe the next show is here. But we're going to try this one, and then hopefully it will not get picked up.
I don't know if you want.
We're just going to read it. Why do people choke when you're having a first date goodnight kiss? That's a thing. Really? That's a thing?
I don't know.
Oh my god. I've never been choked on a first date kiss. That's pretty specific. Why do people do that?
To be extra passionate?
I don't know. Maybe they... I mean, I guess it's cool if someone, like, is just...
How hard are they
something.
Choking?
Yeah, that's a pretty big risk to take, like, a choking. That's, like... I can see, like, touching someone sexually on their neck and kind of, like, doing it in kind of, like, a sexy, jokey way. That's what I would do. I would bring it up as kind of, like, a... You know, like, do it kind of, like... Do it playfully. So, like, if they don't like it, you can just be like, oh, it's just joking.
Yeah.
You know? And then, you know, to kind of be, like, safe with it.
Yeah.
If you do it really and they're kind of not into it, then that's a pretty big thing to, like, have done to someone.
First date, really goodnight kiss.
Yeah. I would say do it, like, in a, like, minimal way, like, with a kind of jokey tone and say.
Yeah, that takes some cojones.
My friend says, real choking or wimping out?
I'm thinking wimping out. I can't be, like, no, she really choked her to death until...
Yeah, she's like... But that is a good question. Like, is it kind of like, is it like a passionate, you know, is it like passion? I mean, obviously,
yeah.
I'm not like trying to hurt someone, but like, I wonder if it's passion or if it's kind of just like for a second and then like you're done.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to know on the context.
It's hard to know the context.
Yeah. If we didn't answer, you should follow up. This would be good if our phone works.
Yeah, that would be.
If the phone worked.
Yeah. No. Okay. No. Oh, well.
Do you have any more questions?
We have good places to move to find love. Also, should Jackie move to Poland to find a boyfriend? I feel like I should move to New York if I want to find a boyfriend, because I feel like there's so many people to date there. But I don't really think I want to move to New York right now. And I have like a new career path that I'm pursuing here. So that's going to keep me here for a while, I think.
What about Poland?
What about Poland, people? Let's just live it back to our audience.
I know.
Jackie moved to Poland. I don't know why.
I have a friend that, because I have a friend that did it.
Oh, so this girl.
Yeah, a friend that did it moved to Poland because there were the girls there were hot, and he went and he was like exotic and he just Tinder there and like
I mean,
he did really it. Really he killed it.
I kill it in Asia.
Oh,
like, unstoppable.
Or in Asia.
Yeah.
Just you're exotic. We're exotic
yeah,
and
exotic.
New.
Where you're exotic
I'm like
and
super
new.
Not exotic in LA.
Yeah, I'm not really exotic there.
No.
No.
Maybe Iowa, would I kill it? I'd be weird in Iowa. They just would be like, that girl? I don't think so.
But that's really mean. Also, my good friend is from Iowa. I don't know. People in Iowa are great, but yeah. I don't know.
They tend to not like me so much in the Midwest,
I
would say. Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
They tend to not like me in my hometown.
Where's your hometown again?
not like me. They just always are like, what are you wearing? I'm like, it's great. And then a month later, I'm like, what the fuck was I wearing?
Actually, I don't like them that much in the Midwest either.
Oh,
I'm sorry. That's really mean.
Garberville, my hometown, like Northern California.
Yeah. That was an overgeneralization.
Yeah.
But I've had a few boring conversations.
Yeah.
From my very boring conversations in the Midwest.
Yeah. Well, I think the answer to this question, though, is
I'm a bigot.
Is
I'm a big bigot.
No, you're not a bigot.
And then, I should move to Poland.
And you should... Poland. What about Iceland? Maybe just go to Iceland because I want to visit you there.
I like the weather.
You don't like the weather?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Maybe we should both move to New York then.
Yeah. I have a feeling New York's a lot like LA.
Yeah, I do too.
I got a bad feeling about New York and dating.
Okay.
Somehow.
Yeah. I think maybe you're right. Okay. Let's see if we have any other questions. I've kind of been skipping around, so I'm going to look one more time. And then, I don't know.
Is it time?
Out yet, so we'll try to do one more. Supposed to flirt, we did that one. Oh, how many boys is too many to kiss in general? Daily, weekly, monthly. Also, how come guys during kissing guys in cars they always try to finger you? Okay, wait, how many boys is too many to kiss in general? Never enough. Daily, weekly, monthly. I would say weekly, what? 2-3? I don't know. Depends on how many people
you're doing. In a week, yeah.
Or 0-3? 0-3 a week?
Yeah.
That's great.
That sounds good.
Monthly? 0-3? I don't know. 0-5? Should we up it to 5 for monthly?
But what about a day?
A day?
I have this friend.
Okay. Jackie has a friend. I mean, I do have a story that I dated someone, or I was dating a couple people, and I made out with two boys in one day, and I was like, this is the glorious day of my life. I was like, this is the glorious. And then actually one of the guys turned out to be a total asshole, and was like, he was hitting on all my friends around me, and I was like, please don't do that. I know that we're like really barely dating, but like, please don't do that, that's just rude. And he was like, I thought you didn't want anything serious. And I was like,
rotate
I don't.
Him out.
Actually, I just made out with someone earlier this afternoon.
Ha.
I'm like totally not looking for you to be my boyfriend. Yeah.
That makes me really happy.
I know, it was great. I was like, I thought I made out with someone this afternoon.
Yeah, that's so perfect.
It was so perfect. I was like, you're being so rude, and I actually have like really amazing proof for you for the fact that like I'm not looking, like you're totally misjudging this and you're being a total dick.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was really wonderful.
Okay, so we definitely recommend two, at least two.
At least two. Maybe. What if two guys that you're seeing turn out to be assholes and you want to like have
the third
person?
Just in case.
Yeah, just in case. Okay, I think we answered that. Oh, wait. How come during kissing in cars, guys always try to finger you? I think that's like, I don't know. I think that seems really awkward. I mean, unless you're like in the back seat. I've actually done that.
Yeah.
I actually like had a first, no, it was the second date and we were like making out for so long in the front seat that we were like, should we just like go to the back? Because we didn't want to like go home because we didn't know each other that well. And we didn't want to hook up.
Uh-huh.
So we just were like, should we just like make this a little more comfortable?
Yeah. Because there's only so much you can do in the car.
There's only so much you can do in the car.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know why guys do that. Maybe
because they can do it in the car.
They
can try it.
I feel like it would be a lot easier to do that if you're standing up, though. You know, because it's like an easier way to like get down a girl's pants. But like,
Front seat, forget it.
Man, guys these days, really.
Yeah.
Good with their angles, good with, like, manipulating their hands in new ways. I don't know.
Maybe they've had a lot of practice in cars.
Yeah, maybe.
In their teenage years. Maybe the teenage busts out. All of a sudden their teenage brain busts out.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my god, a girl in the car. Ah.
I know exactly what
they do. And they go back, this is what I do. Ah. That is also, you can't see what I'm
That's
doing.
That's really funny. Yeah, she's making some good hand gestures over here. Okay, well, we're technically officially over time, so.
That was super fun.
I feel like that was really fun. And do we have any, like, closing advice for people? No.
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 None. If anyone wants to write in and tell us how to flirt.
If anyone wants to write in and tell us how to flirt.
Or where to move.
Not grimace at people when we're trying to flirt with them and smile.
I know. Or books. Oh, you know what? I want book recommendations.
Yeah. For dating and flirting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, maybe I'll look into book recommendations and I'll let you know.
That would be good.
I'll talk about it on the next show.
That would be good.
Yeah. Any other things? I had so many good dream things to talk about on this one that I didn't even get to. No, that's okay. I say like it's your fault. So thanks for leading the show away from all my dreams.
I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't know. I think that, like, keep dating everyone and try and have fun with it and keep it light and fun. And if you're feeling bad and weird, then stop dating that person. And I don't know. Anything else?
And if it's not going well, don't get disheartened. Stick it out.
Yeah.
And you're awesome. And beautiful. And someone's out there for you.
Exactly. There's someone for everyone. I agree.
Even if it takes a while.
And
you have to kiss some monsters on the way.
You have to kiss some monsters. It's all like a... Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll talk about this one thing since nobody's actually coming in here yet.
Yeah, no one's bothering us.
No one's bothering us. No, but...
Just talk and talk.
This is a great dream. Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm going to try to paraphrase it really quickly, but my friend had this dream that was great, and it was all about, like, a guy who was flirting off her, flirting with her, and, like, fell off of a mountain... Because, like, he wasn't looking where he was going, and they were, like, walking on these switchbacks, basically. And then we were just like, oh my god, switchbacks is a metaphor for life! Because it's basically, like, you feel like you're kind of going, like, sideways or not forward exactly, but you're going, and you kind of see things that, like, you feel like you've seen before, and you're like, wait, I've been here, but it's a slightly different angle and a slightly different perspective, which is kind of like life, where it's like, you feel like you repeat certain patterns again and again, but, like, with a little bit more knowledge and a little bit more experience, but it's like, wait, I've been here, but not quite, you know?
Mm.
And then there's some people who, like apparently the guy in the dream, who, like tried to, like, go too fast and then, like, fell off the side of the mountain, you know? So it's like, basically, it's like you can't rush anything, everything's a process, like, but how about that for, like, switchbacks?
That's genius.
For life? I was like, that's amazing.
Whose dream was that? They're a genius.
They're a genius. I know, I don't know if I should say, because who knows, but okay, now they're coming in.
Okay,
we're gonna phase out and play a song. Thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.